Every single one of us has had days in our lives where it feels as if everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. Typically, it's on a small level. It's bad weather outside, you can't find your car keys. When you do, you start driving and you get a flat tire on your way to work. You get to work only to get in trouble by your boss for something you did which wasn't really your fault. And so on, the day continues in that theme. Whatever stage of life you're in, you can relate to that on some level and apply it to your specific scenario. But Yosef HaTzadik had the worst day imaginable. He was ambushed by his own brothers, who threw him into a pit with snakes and scorpions, and a short time later took him out, not to save him, but just to sell him as a slave. And the story, of course, goes on to explain his servitude in Mitzrayim. The Torah informs us that the merchandise in the caravan that he was being transported in was not so typical. The Torah tells us, "Vine orchas yishmeilim ba migilad gamalem nosim," that the yishmeilim came, they're traveling from Gilad, and the camels that they had, that they were carrying, nochos utsriv alot hochem lahori mitraim. It lists specific spices, things that smell good. And Rashi is, I guess, bothered by, why is the Torah, I mean, he's quoting the Midrash, but why is it that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell us what the Yishmaelim had in their caravan when they took Yosef? It seems so insignificant. Ask Rashi, Lama Persama Kasav Es Masam, why does it tell us this? Lodia Matan Scharim Shel Tzadikim, to tell us the reward of the Tzadikim, how amazing it is, and how Hashem looks out, basically, for the Tzadikim. She'ein Darkan Shel Arvim, Arvim Lasis, because the typical thing was that when they carried merchandise, 99% of the time it was things that smelled terrible. And here, this was a siman meshamayim for Yosef, the fact that they were not carrying things that smelled bad. Now imagine being wrongly sent to prison, but the cops, for some reason, didn't have a standard police car with them, and they had to take you and transport you to prison in a limousine. Now, no matter how luxurious the limo is, I can guarantee you it's a miserable ride for you. And all you could think about is what just happened and where you're headed. So what's so special about the fact that the Yishmaelim were traveling with spices? How should that make Yosef feel better? Oh, wow, don't worry, Yosef, your brothers rebelled against you, you're being sold as a slave, but hey, there's some consolation, it smells pretty good. What's going on? Now, when it comes to the Chanukah story, so of course there's two different miracles, two different components to it, and the different ideas and establishments of how we celebrate Chanukah in a certain way commemorate these two things, both the war and the oil. Now, when the Gemara in Shabbos asks, "My Chanukah, what's Chanukah?" So it goes through the story, and it says, towards the end, Badku v'lomato el pach echad shel shemen, they found one jug of oil, shehayamuna b'chosamo shel kohen gadol, had the seal of the kohen gadol, v'lo hayabo el lahalik yom echad, only had enough for one day, nase bo nis, v'liku mimeno shmona yomim. But a miracle occurred. Instead of lasting one day, it lasted 8 days. And says the Gemara, right after that, L'shana acharis kavum v'asom yomim tovim b'hal v'hoda. It's the year later, Chanukah was established as a day for Hallel and Hodah, as a Yom Tov. But if you think about it, based on the formulation of the Gemara, what was the impetus for the establishment of Chanukah? It was the Pach Shemen. It was the miracle of the oil. Right after it tells us this miracle, it says, L'shana acharis. Therefore, the next year, they established Chanukah for a day of Hallel and Hodah. So, what's going on? I mean, explain that, of course, there are two miracles, but the miracle of the oil, which was an amazing miracle, of course, it's undeniable, but if you were to compare that to the military victory, which one seems more important? Now, when it comes to the military victory, we explain in Al Hanisim that we were outmatched, we were weaker, and yet we came out on top. Some Frum Jews, people who sit in the base medrash all day, people who learn, Kohanim who do the Avodah, they were able to overtake and overpower the mighty Greek army. It would be the equivalent in a certain sense, of like your high school, yeshiva high school basketball team beating an NBA team. No matter how bad the NBA team is, it could be the New York Knicks, for example. And it doesn't matter. They're bad relative to other NBA teams, but they should destroy every yeshiva team no matter what. It should be like 100-3. And yet, here, it just seems, it's an amazing miracle. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Masori asks the following. He says, why is it that we celebrate the small miracle? The one, when it comes to the Pach Shemen, if that never occurred, we would be just fine. Life would go on. And we'd still feel tremendous Hakar Satov and reason to celebrate because of the military victory, of course. So why is it that, to take it even another step further, the main mitzvah of Hanukkah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have the shofar. On Pesach, we have the matzah. The main mitzvah of Hanukkah is to light the menorah. Why are we celebrating that? We should celebrate the war, which is far more important to our existence. If it wasn't for us winning the war, we wouldn't be here. We should be commanded to play with G.I. Joes or something. Every year, let's commemorate the military victory. So why such a focus on the miracle of the oil? Something which, of course, I'm saying, it is an amazing miracle. It's undeniable. But it's not so necessary. We would have been fine without it. He answered Chaim Shmulevitz, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made a promise to the Avos that he would, and to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he would never wipe out the Jewish people. Whatever calamities befall us, whatever dire situations we're in, as a nation, Hashem must always come out and Hashem must save us. Hashem has to come and bring us to salvation. We may have thought that had we only had the military victory in the Hanukkah story, that Hashem performed the miracle because he had to, because he had no choice, but not because he wanted to. But the miracle of the oil was totally unnecessary for Hashem to perform. And it was Dafka, through Hashem performing it, that he showed us that he loved us. It showed us that Hashem wanted to perform it. And it also made us realize that the military victory was not because he needed to do it for us, but because he wanted to do it for us. When a parent gives their child food at night, it isn't because of a binding legal obligation to feed one's children, where if you don't feed your children, you're going to be thrown in prison. That's not why parents feed their children. It's because a parent loves their children. And that's why it's such a big deal for us to emphasize the miracle of the Pach Shemen. Because we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this because he loves us. And this put everything else into perspective, put the whole war into perspective, that it wasn't because Hashem had a pact that he needed to do it, but it was because Hashem wanted to do it. When Yosef was on his way to Mitzrayim, we could only imagine the thoughts going through his mind. This is excluding the commentators that say that Yosef thought his father, Yaakov, was behind this whole plan, and that's why he didn't try. That explains why Yosef didn't try contacting him all those years in Mitzrayim. But even without that explanation, the fact that your own brothers attempted to kill you, and now want to make a few bucks off you and ship you off as a slave, it can't be the most pleasant experience. But Yosef knew something about the caravan that was different. There was an anomaly there. And the atypical aroma of spices indicated to Yosef that although he's in a terrible state right now, he should be assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him wherever he goes. And nothing in the world is more comforting than that, knowing that Hashem is with you. We often look for the big events, the moments in life where we want to see the Yad Hashem and for us to know that Hashem's with us. We think about Kriyas Yam Suf and Hashem speaking to Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai, and we want something like that to happen to us, to know that he's there for us and to know that he loves us. But that's not what we should do. We shouldn't expect the huge things and only look for those moments to feel assured that Hashem's with us, but we should open our eyes a bit wider and look for those small moments, those tiny abnormalities, and those small miracles that you can miss if you're not paying attention. And we should realize that those sightings are far more important and should make a much greater impression on our hearts that Hashem's always with us, and Hashem's protecting us, and most importantly, that Hashem loves us. And when it comes to Hanukkah, when it comes to the celebration that we're going to have in just a few days, it's dafka, that feeling of Ava. specifically in the dark times, specifically in the days when we have the longest nights, when there's the greatest choshech in the world, specifically in those times for us to realize that we have a tremendous or. We have tremendous light that's going to be shining from our houses because we want to emphasize that Kosh Baruch Hu loves us and Hashem's with us in every dark time that we're in our lives.